honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Owygen. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening today. As once again, the sun is shining, the sky is very blue. The Minnesota Timberwolves are rocking and rolling, hanging around the top of the Western Conference with a couple of impressive wins. One frustrating loss, the Timberwolves go 3-1 this past week. So all in all, not bad at all. That's 750 basketball. That's playing at a 750 clip, as they might say, in certain parts of the media. Timberwolves beat the Denver Nuggets in an insanely impressive fashion. 111-98, though, of course, the game was better for the longer period of time, the first three quarters. The fourth quarter kind of let Denver back in it for a minute, but the Wolves did hang on and get the job done. And then, unfortunately, couldn't guard Caruso. I don't know what the heck that was all about. Alex Caruso, that was really annoying. As the Bulls kicked the ball around, moved it around, and Caruso would get catch-and-shoot threes over and over again against the Timberwolves. And a couple, at least one really annoying play as well, where they were him and McLaughlin were kind of struggling for the ball. He was able to retrieve it and just launch a three and make it. It was like, ah, get out of here. So it was one of those annoying games, a 109-91 loss. Wolves then pretty much crushed Houston and insanely crushed the Toronto Raptors. There's not a whole lot to say about that one other than it was kind of like playing the Bulls back in the early 2000s. You know, it was kind of like that type of game where there's just nobody there. I mean, 133-85, like that's kind of all you need to know for the most part about that. But I guess we'll open things up with our feature presentation.
And now, our feature presentation.
So, once again today, it's four games to review and four games to preview, so a lot of games. I don't think there's, I don't know, well, I'll get back to what I'm going to say later. But, yep, it's, you know, lots of games going on, and this team is insanely enjoyable, insanely fun to watch. So, definitely not complaining about a lot of games to talk about and to preview. So, yeah, that's what it's all about here on Timberwolves Explosion, at least kind of. I mean, I'm not necessarily always about just review and previewing games. Sometimes it's talking about news or topics, general topics inside the team. This one, yeah, what a fun game against the Denver Nuggets. I almost called them the Broncos for some reason. This was already last Friday. The Wolves will be playing the Suns tonight. That's another big one, a matchup that has not been nice to the Wolves historically. The win probability started with Denver, and the win, and it kept climbing towards the Timberwolves and just stayed with the Wolves most of the way. Denver would have a couple of runs in the fourth quarter, but the Wolves would have a sizable lead on multiple occasions, 20 points, 23 points, 22 points and such. A very fun, enjoyable night for Timberwolves fans in Denver on a Friday night. Not necessarily Wolves fans were there, but yeah, actually quite a few were. Not that I was, just saying, yeah. Some of you might have been, who knows. Mike Conley, 23 points. Rudy Gobert, 21. Anthony Edwards, 25. Jaden McDaniels, 17. And Naz Reid, only 7, which is hard to believe, considering how red-hot he's been playing. But, oh, don't worry. He'll be back in a big way coming right up here in these future games. But only 2 of 12 from the floor. That's lousy. Yeah, this is an important stat, though, right here. The fact that the Wolves were able to survive this one despite putrid, I mean lousy, shooting by Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid. Overall, Anthony Edwards was fine, getting to the free throw line, driving to the basket, and scoring and such. Overall, 8 of 19 from the floor, so that's not great, but it's not bad. The 9 of 10 from the free throw line is fantastic. But the 0 of 8 from outside, awful. The 0 of 5 for Naz Reid outside, awful. 2 of 12 from the floor, awful. Naz Reid, so overall, lousy shooting, generally speaking, by Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid. 0 of 13 from outside, and we beat the Denver Nuggets in Denver without Jamal Murray. Yeah, but the Timberwolves didn't have Carl frickin' Anthony Towns. I mean, so cry me a river. Like, it's shorthanded versus shorthanded. Might not be the absolute superstar best player on each team, but they're pretty good players. Obviously, they're like major stars, obviously, that'll, you know, that can make a difference between a championship and maybe losing in the Western Conference Final. think about it. So that's kind of what happened there. I mean, so again, it's kind of even in a lot of ways. And the fact how the Wolves were insanely depleted, you had no Rudy Gobert, no Naz Reid last time around, and you almost won the game. I mean, I was like mad, like, gosh, dang it, we had this dang game. Why did we lose? Dang it, we had this. And it's like, wait a minute, we're playing the Nuggets. We're playing the bleeping Nuggets. I think there might not have been a Jamal Murray, but I mean, they still had, you know, everybody else, including Michael Porter Jr., who doesn't miss against us sometimes. It's freaking annoying and drove me crazy in that game. God, what did he have, like 34 or something? I've heard conversations about Michael Porter Jr. in a lot of ways could be, you know, one of the best players in the league if he really, like, locked in and focused. But sometimes that's how it goes. Jaden McDaniels did an awesome job on Michael Porter Jr. in this one, keeping him to 14 points and only 10 field goal attempts, which is insanely impressive and absolutely necessary. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who Vince Germano of the Vince Germano wasn't a big fan of when he was with the Lakers. So that's kind of how that goes. Understandable. And yeah, he had no points in the game, 0-3 from the floor. So yeah, but yeah, again, a great night for the Timberwolves. Crucial, and this game actually put the Wolves in a tiebreaker versus the Denver Nuggets. So no matter what happens in this upcoming game, the Minnesota Timberwolves hold a tiebreaker versus the Denver Nuggets and apparently hold a tiebreaker versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. So there is a distinct possibility the Minnesota Timberwolves could be the number one seed in the Western Conference when all is said and done. Sound good? Sounds good to me too. So I mean, yeah, we're in pretty much uncharted territory for this franchise, for the most part. Obviously, the 03-04 team was fantastic in a lot of ways, but you know, you had role players in positions that we have. Let's just say, you know, defensive player of the year versus, so what was it like? Irvin Johnson versus Rudy Gobert. But then you also have like depth and stuff, you know, when you think about it. Obviously, that team had Kevin Garnett, but you also have Anthony Edwards with the Wolves. Different position, but you get the idea. You have Naz Reid to go with Karl-Anthony Towns. You have Conley instead of Cassell. Conley isn't as dominant as Cassell, but let's hope and pray, please, Lord, that Conley stays healthy, because Cassell did not at the end of the day. And also at the same time, Cassell could be a malcontent in the locker room. I mean, he just was. I mean, he lasted, you know, the shelf life. Like, Cassell had the one great year, and then the shelf life thing happened, where the attitude just kind of took over. Cassell goes to the Clippers. Fantastic the first year. Holy cow, wow. The Clippers are making the playoffs. The Clippers? With the way that team was structured? They look pretty good. And then, the next year is like, you could tell he's just kind of going at it with Mike Dunleavy Sr. is just, dude, come on, stop acting like a spoiled little kid. You're 36 effing years old. Grow up. I get so sick of adolescents in their 30s and beyond. Grow up. You know, I get sick of adolescents in their 20s too, but you get the idea. Just behavior like that, whether it's a pro athlete or a coworker, it drives me bleeping crazy. Adolescents in their 50s, let me tell you, I can't stand it. Stuff like that. Mike Conley, you'll never have to worry about that. That's the whole point. You don't have to worry about that kind of BS. Grow up, act like an adult, and let's go, baby. Let's not do what the Utah Jazz did a few years ago with Gobert and Conley, where they had the number one seed and they were out in the second round. That absolutely cannot and will not and must not happen to this Minnesota Timberwolves team. Absolutely, doggone it, don't happen. How upset would you be? Can't happen, damn it. Can't. Like last year, maybe. Maybe the first year when they're all together, this and that. And as a team that was kind of weird and all that. But then we actually ended up giving the Nuggets hell in the first round, supposedly, even though we lost in only 5 games. But we made it interesting, and they often say we were the toughest opponent they had to deal with. So good for us. That means quite possibly something might happen. But we got to take care of a very tough opponent tonight called the Phoenix Suns, as they've been a tough opponent for us. So watch out. Dallas is dangerous as well. They're annoying, but they're dangerous. So I guess that's why they're annoying. Let's try to move on if humanly possible, but a huge pivotal win in the season for the Timberwolves, like the Bulls beating Orlando on the road, you know, during some of those great seasons, like in 95-96. That was a big moment. I mean, things like that were like, yeah, get the hell out of my way, Orlando. As at the time, Orlando was still the reigning Eastern Conference champs, and they were still super good. Let's not forget that. Speaking of the Chicago Bulls, no Michael Jordan, no Scottie Pippen, no Dennis Rodman, no Ben Gordon either. Yeah, overrated. He was, the minute he, God, he was overrated. Had some great moments against us, especially. DeMar DeRozan isn't overrated. He's pretty good for the most part. He doesn't shoot threes at all. He's kind of like Dwayne Wade that way. Well, Wade shot him more often. Alex Bleepin' Caruso, though. He shot the ball 8 times in the game, all from beyond the arc, which I don't always like either. I think that's annoying when players only shoot threes. I mean, if it's your strength, it is what it is. But again, if that's all you do, I think that's annoying. I don't know. It just bugs me. Yeah, also got that steal on Jordan McLaughlin, which pissed me the frick off. And then I guess it counted as a steal. It was kind of a back and forth steal and steal again. And then he released the shot and it went in. It's just, get out of here. Alex Caruso drove me nuts. Put a body on Alex Bleepin' Caruso, especially late in the game as the Bulls were swinging the ball around the, you know, around the horn, around the circuit, whatever the hell they call it. And then there's Caruso just standing there at the frickin' corner. And that was, in a lot of ways, the dagger in the game. But over the course of the game, again, it just kept happening and happening. Vucevic hit only 2 of 6, but they were at clutch times. 50% overall from the floor, 8 of 16. 2 of 6 from downtown for him. Kobe White, again, just like last time, but not as nearly as much. 4 of 6 from outside, scorching the net. The Bulls, just generally speaking this year, scorched the net against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Like, that's the story of the Bulls versus the Wolves this year. You ready for a pretty wild stat that you maybe have heard 15 times already, but if not, here it is. 17 of 29 from three-point range. That's good for 58.6% for the Chicago Bulls. Yeah, yeah, that's just wonderful, isn't it?
It's fucking awful. 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 In every possible way.
All right, Joey, enough with the sound bites. I'm actually creating work for myself, but... okay, that's the Ben Matlock laugh when he's doing his thing, I guess, trying to get information from people. Andre Drummond, 9 rebounds off the bench. It's kind of weird seeing Andre Drummond as a backup, but I guess. I mean, you have Nikola Vucevic. This is a team that probably should have a way better record than they do. Yet, whenever they play us, they look like the team that has the better record. They look like a team that has 50 wins, but they're 36 and 39. They kind of suck for what they are, honestly. You have Billy Donovan as coach, too. Billy Donovan, but I don't know. Maybe he's not really a great NBA coach. I thought he's a pretty good coach overall. 58.6% from three-point range. I mean, that's all you need to know right there. Like, what the hell happened here? Mostly they just hit their shots, and it's like there's nothing you can do, so to speak. But put a body on Alex Bleepin' Caruso. You know, he's a spot-up shooter, obviously. He's not moving the ball around that much. He does get assists, and the 5 steals was super annoying. The Michael Jordan Award for this episode goes to Alex Caruso. Oh, yeah. The Michael Jordan Award for the Chicago Bulls goes to Alex Caruso. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, the Wolves, I don't know, again, 9 of 20 for Anthony Edwards, 0 of 5 from downtown. That's 0 of 13 in back-to-back games. That sucks balls. Okay, that's inappropriate, but it does suck balls. You think Anthony Edwards is a power forward, you think he's Kevin Garnett here. 22 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, but then he added 6 bleeping turnovers, which doesn't help. Caruso, again, the 5 steals. He was corrosive to the Wolves' offense. 13 turnovers isn't that bad, but 6 turnovers from your star player and then missing all 5 three-pointers? That sucks. It absolutely sucks. The other thing with Gobert the other night, too, with Denver Broncos, Denver Nuggets. I can't get Broncos out of my head, and it's annoying. They were doing the Hack-a-Rudy, and that's one of the reasons why they came back in the game. It was super freaking annoying. What was he, like 5 of 15? And this one, 3 of 7 also. So Rudy, man... Sometimes he makes his free throws, and other nights it's just like, you know, the whole Hack-a-Shaq bull crap. It's Hack-a-Rudy in modern times, I guess, and it was annoying to watch as well. Make your free throws, please. Make your free throws, please. Get better. Ugh. But I don't know, what are you gonna tell a 30-plus-year-old center about making free throws? I don't know. It's sad and disappointing, but I don't know. That's just kind of how it goes. 109 to 101. I'm a little hyper here. Sorry. And that was, I don't know. That was annoying. Come on, catch up. Bronny James declares for NBA draft, enters transfer portal. So what's he doing? Going to the draft or being a transfer player? I don't know. He's declaring for the NBA draft. Well, good for him. Well, the good news is we don't have to worry about the NBA draft as much, even though, you know what? I love draft picks. And it's always nice to have a young guy coming in like a Leonard Miller, you know, which we can keep adding to this team, even in the second round if need be, or obviously late in the first round if we're going to be this good for many years. You can get the Leonard Miller types. You can get the Jaden McDaniels types if you get lucky. So there's always that. You can also get other guys that don't see a whole lot of action in the NBA, like Chris Richards and such. But that was unfortunate. I liked him, but I don't know. Well, I guess he just maybe wasn't fast enough to be in the NBA. Just too slow and plodding, you know. Anyhow, into April we go. April Fools. The Timberwolves are fighting to get in the play-in tournament again. April Fools. That was, boy, I really got you there, didn't I? April 2nd, the death of Google podcast, at the same time the death of my former kitty cat many years ago, which some of you have seen on Facebook way back in 2007. She was put to sleep on April 2nd. So, a moment of silence for her. And an additional moment of silence for Google Podcasts. Also, I guess the official death of Google Podcasts. Now it's going to be YouTube Music instead. So, basically, you probably, if you use Google Podcasts, you've been notified about 100 times since like January 1st, pretty much, you know, since like New Year's Day, pretty much, that Google Podcasts was going to cease operations. I don't know why, other than I guess YouTube Music is more innovative, I guess. But obviously YouTube and Google are kind of together because, I don't know, mega tech stuff merges together for some reason. Off of that, sorry, Timberwolves a fairly comfortable win versus the Houston Rockets. Wasn't a great game. It really wasn't. It was kind of a slop fest. It wasn't that good of a game, no. It was sloppy. But a win. A win's a win, and it was a team that was on fire, but also lacking their star player. At least I think he's their best player in Sengun with injury. I think he's out for the year, if I remember correctly, but it's not like an ACL or anything. But again, I believe he's not playing anymore. Maybe I'm crazy. I forgot what the story was with Sengun. I wonder if there's any information. Injured ankle. So, no, maybe he's not out for the year, but he's out for now. And they had been red hot. So, they really had been. And this was the end of their winning streak. Jalen Green did manage 26.6 assists and 5 rebounds in the game. But again, this was a sloppy overall night. Jabari Smith, 18 points. Fred VanVleet, also one of the major pieces to making the Rockets a better team. And the Raptors worse. Much worse. the Fred VanVleet. Say that fast 5 times. Two-step, you could say, with Houston and Toronto. Just like Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry went from Houston to Toronto, I believe. And then VanVleet went from Toronto to Houston. It's not related, though. Don't worry. Obviously, they played together in Toronto when they won the title. What the hell am I talking about? Naz Reid, 25 points. Very, 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 very valuable in this game. 25 points, 3 of 5 from outside, 10 of 17. He actually had the most field goal attempts in the game because Anthony Edwards, 0 of 6 from downtown. How many threes did he miss in a row here? Like 3,000? What the heck, man? Obviously, again, having issues with the... even though it's your non-shooting hand, it still messes you up. You know, the release and such, and just maybe this overall comfort out there playing with the dislocated finger. Unfortunately for our guy Anthony Edwards. So after that massive dunk, it came at a cost. Unfortunately, hopefully that dislocated finger can heal a bit as the Timberwolves head in the playoffs, because we can't have this. Oh, 6 from outside. Come on, man. Made all of his free throws though, powering to the basket. So that's always awesome, and that was needed as this game was against sloppy as a Mickey Fricker. 17 turnovers in the game. Didn't Houston get like 22 points off of it or more? So that was frustrating. Jordan McLaughlin, 3 of 4 from outside, and 4 of 7 overall with 7 assists. Jordan McLaughlin has been absolutely wonderful. And he's been honestly more valuable than Monte Morris, who, I don't know, 9 out of 10 people would have thought Monte Morris is the better player between McLaughlin and him. But Morris, unfortunately, for his sake, has struggled a bit. And McLaughlin has definitely been wonderful. And he's a lot better version of what we wanted about 2-3 years ago and what we kind of saw him becoming 2 or 3 years ago. A guy who can, a very capable ball control point guard who can get assists and hit threes. And that's definitely what Jordan McLaughlin brings to the Timberwolves this year. And thank you, Jordan. We really, really appreciate it. Believe me. It's absolutely appreciated. He was a plus 17, which is number one on the Wolves. Kyle Anderson also 9 assists to go with 6 rebounds and 13 points. A wonderful game for Kyle Anderson. Actually making his shot 6 of 8 as he struggled so bad shooting all season. 2 blocks, 2 steals, and 9 assists. But again, 17 total turnovers. At least not 6 for Anthony Edwards, but 0 of 6 from outside and 5 of 16 from the floor. But again, 11 of 11 free throws. He made up for it in a lot of ways by powering to the basket and drawing fouls and making all 11 of them. So thank you. Other than that, though, I mean, again, what was the 0 of 13 going into this one this week? And then you add the next 6. What is that? 0 of 18. 0 of 18. Heaven help us. Holy cow. Or my Lantis, as some former co-host of a Christian podcast that I listen to, my Lantis, would say. Some young girl, I guess, on the show, but it doesn't say too much. Nas Reed with 14 versus the Bulls. Sorry, I just wanted to backtrack. Even he shot poorly again. 5 of 14. Anthony Edwards 0 of 5 versus the freaking, freaking Bulls. Could have used a couple, man. Could have used a couple. That would have maybe helped here survive that stupid Caruso and his, you know, hydro storm of three-pointers. Okay, back-to-back games. Boy, this used to be like, oh, great, back-to-back. Watch us drop this one to this Toronto team. That would suck. But Toronto's not really playing. They're not really trying because, like, nobody's there. You know, it's one of those type of deals where it's kind of like, and you know, G League kind of roster, you know, that kind of thing. Kind of, sort of. Not everybody, obviously. You have Jalen McDaniels. That's the slightly older brother of Jaden McDaniels. Used to be on the Charlotte Hornets. He didn't get a whole lot of playing time with the Charlotte Hornets. Otherwise, you have, what, Garrett Temple, okay, Malik Williams, Dick Grady, interesting, Quickly Emmanuel, which one's his first name, which one's his last name, Nawara Jordan, Emmanuel Quickly, what's wrong with me, I'm stupid, Grady Dick, wow, Grady Dick, Jordan Nawawa, Javon Freeman Liberty, Mohamedou Goye. All right, there's your Raptors. Woohoo, everybody on your feet for your Toronto Raptors. Well, come on, clap, dang it. What kind of fans are you? They're like, I don't know who that, yeah, I don't know. Rudy Gobert with 15 rebounds in the game. 2 blocks, 3 steals, 3 blocks for Jaden McDaniels. Pretty good read for Jaden against, and yep, going against his older brother, again, slightly older brother, Jalen McDaniels. And then you have Jaden Daniels in the NFL draft coming up. Check out Purple Mafia. I've been working on that behind the scenes for the NFL draft preview. You can listen to the free agency, and it's a kind of a slight preview as well of the NFL draft. Yep, if you want to check out Purple Mafia, what the heck. That's a Minnesota Vikings podcast, of course. And again, I am working on the draft preview, which should be out in the next week or so. Week and change, maybe the next 10 days max, because it needs to be out soon. But yeah, I was researching Jaden Daniels. Oh my God. Jaden McDaniels, Jalen McDaniels, and Jaden Daniels. Oh, it's funny. But yeah, boy, that guy runs a lot. That's a little sneak preview about it. Well, if you're not really into college football, which I'm not really either, just for the draft when it's time, that's when I keep up with, I'm not really a college football person, no. But I keep up with the, I check out the important players when it's time to get into the draft and do the research. So that guy runs a lot, yeah. Luka Garza, who, well, scores a lot, 16 points. The defense isn't really much to brag about. Luka Garza, 7 of 10 from the floor, 16 total points. Good for him. Wendell Moore Jr., again, they emptied the bench. This was like a 50-point game, basically. It was like Bulls versus, it was Timberwolves versus Bulls in the early 2000s where he beat the Bulls by 50. It was like, you know, like Randy Brown is the starting point guard, that kind of thing. Yeah, Randy Brown, yep. I have all his albums. Leonard Miller with 5 points in 5 minutes. good for him. A couple of assists. Nice. I like Leonard Miller quite a bit, actually. So looking forward to his career as he becomes more of a rotation player as the years move as years go on. TJ Warren, TJ Warren with 8 points. Monte Morris at 13. Good for you. And no turnovers with the 5 assists. Jordan McLaughlin missed the 2 threes he attempted and got 3 assists and no turnovers. So gotta like that. This is a beautiful combination off the bench. And I know it's against the Raptors, like who cares, blah, blah, blah. But the bench was awesome against Houston too. This still matters because this is an NBA basketball game, no matter what you think about the, that's another great stat. No matter what you think about the Toronto Raptors. Now, this is just the bench players. Monte Morris, 5 assists. Kyle Anderson, 5 assists. Jordan McLaughlin, 3 assists. That's 13, right? Turnover, 0-0-0. Yep. Yeah. 13 assists, 0 turnovers. Good job. And here's the stat of the night, if you can say it. You know, the Ernie's Neato stat of the night. So, yeah, there I'm citing Ernie Johnson, even though I don't really watch Inside the NBA that much because, yeah, sometimes they get political and I don't want to hear it. I'm there for basketball, sorry. 6 assists and 0 turnovers. Well, all right. Anthony Edwards with 6 assists and 0 turnovers. Okay. Wow. Okay. So 13 plus 6 is 19. Yeah. Yeah. 19 assists and 0 turnovers with those 4 guys. Jeez. Yeah, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 3, but he had 1 turnover. Oh, that's it. He's done. Bench him. Conley was rested wisely. Genius decision there. That's the rare case of, like, quote-unquote load management that it's like, okay, dude, he's 36. He's 36, and he gets banged up at times. And this Raptors team isn't even really trying right now. And again, the players are trying, but I mean, like, the organization is not. As they say in Canada, organization, they're not trying right now, which is okay. It is what it is. If that's how they want to go about things and try to get high in the draft, I'm not mad. I wish the Minnesota Wild would do that because they're not going to make the playoffs. Check out Brave the Wild, I suppose, if you want to. Another shameless plug because I'm a dork. But, they're not going to make the playoffs, so stop it. that's why Ryan Hartman threw his stick at the referee. So, yeah, there we go. That's why he did it. So, help us tank, right? it's too little too late for them to tank even. They're going to be stuck in the middle no matter what now. Idiots, morons. But you have a 3-1 week. The James Shepard, Lone Wolf Award, Kevin Garnett Award, Lone Wolf Award. It's going to be the Anthony Edwards Award someday. Someday, but not for a while. As I sip the tomato juice here. The Lone Wolf Award, lemon and the tomato juice. Yep, goes to. I don't know. Jordan McLaughlin, I think. I think Jordan McLaughlin. I want to say Naz Reid, but he had some awful games. I think it's going to Naz Reid and maybe Kyle Anderson? Kyle Anderson. The Wolves bench was great this week, and Kyle Anderson was a huge part of it. Kyle Anderson, yeah. I mean, Look at the Houston game. And J-Mac, too. Again, the Houston game, the numbers I rattled off from that one. Yeah, Kyle Anderson and Jordan McLaughlin are going to bring in a Lone Wolf Award this week. Kyle Anderson and Jordan McLaughlin and Kyle Anderson are bringing it home this week. Good job, guys. You know, they were very helpful in a time that the Wolves needed help from the bench. The Rockets game was kind of sloppy and clumsy and such. Anthony Edwards is missing threes like, you know, crazy, and it's frustrating. I believe he finally made a couple versus Toronto, so he got out of that insane drought. Like, how do you miss that many? It's like me in gym class trying to make the 3 before it's time to, you know, like when it's time to go, you know, but I want to make a 3 before I leave, that kind of thing, and you miss like 12 in a row. It's ridiculous. 5 of 12. All right. Well, that's way better. Thank you, Anthony. It's too many, but 5 of 12, though. That's not bad. Naz Reid, 6 of 10. That's way better, too. But that's who's bringing home the Lone Wolf. The Johnny Flynn Memorial, I don't know. I mean, even Monte Morris was really, really good. Here it says Toronto, yay. But still, it still counts. Just the Wolves defense and Alex Caruso, I think. It's not an individual player. It's just the way we kind of blew that game. Alex Caruso, that was insane. Like, just the perimeter defense, as he looked like that guy in Northern California that I don't like real much. It was annoying. That rubber muncher guy who chews on his, mouth guard. He's annoying. Can't stand him. And Alex Caruso kind of looked like him in that game. 7 of 8. That was dumb. Put a body on Alex Caruso, please. So that's kind of a combination of the guards that were on him in that game. So with that, we'll take a quick break, come back, and preview 4 games coming up. We are back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number 2, or numero dos, or whatever, and we're going to preview the upcoming 4 games. I'm going to look at general stats super quick. Anthony Edwards from 3-point range is down to 36 because of the putrid shooting of late. Nas Reed still at 41, Conley at 44. That's impressive. So, it's imagining I'm previewing somebody playing against the Wolves. But, yeah, we're in April now. Yay, it's starting to be spring. It's starting to feel like spring a little tiny bit, which is wonderful. I do believe winter is over now in this part of the world, Northern Hemisphere, so we'll see. Phoenix Suns, obviously a super tough matchup. I don't think this is on national television, and they're 45-31. They've recovered nicely. Second place in the Pacific Division, so I believe I had the Suns winning the West this year. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's the other team that they're playing tonight, the Timberwolves. Footprint Center, what are they? What do you mean, like Bigfoot or something? Well, Bigfoot it is. Yusuf Nurkic, calf, April 4th. Grayson Allen, this is the injury report. Grayson Allen, hip, April 2nd. Damian Lee, knee, way back in October. So you know what that probably means. Anthony Edwards, of course, is ahead of schedule. Thank you very much. I do believe that was something our new boss, same as the old boss, said. That would be Glenn Taylor, that Karl Anthony Towns is ahead of schedule. So, great news. He could be back with, could it be a week or two? Wouldn't that be something? Like second or third week of April. So, that'd be amazing. That's just me throwing a dart out. So, no, I'm not reporting anything at the moment. Boston Celtics won their 60th game of the season. That could be our opponent in the NBA Finals, should the Wolves be blessed enough to reach the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. Phoenix Suns have been there 3 times, and they lost all 3. First one to the Celtics way back in 76. Great series. Well, good series, but they lost in 6. Bulls, yeah, very entertaining series, but they just, Jordan, they couldn't, It's one thing, you can't stop Jordan, but I mean, no, Phoenix literally couldn't stop Jordan. It was mostly offense and hardly any defense with the Suns. That's why Michael averaged 41 a game in that series. Also the fact, Michael Jordan was, the clutchest player in the history of sports, the most clutch player in the history of sports. That's why he was 6-0 in the finals, because as great as he was all the time, because he was super consistent along with being great, he was also even better in the big moments, in the big games, in the playoffs. So that's what was so great about Michael. That's why I don't think he's touchable. I'm sorry, I don't. No matter who you like more than Michael Jordan, I don't think he's touchable. The owner stuff before I move forward, it's still pretty much where we were a week ago when I was on here last week talking about it, more or less. Just obviously we're kind of in that limbo mode, and that Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, and Mark Loria have made it very clear they're going to win this and they're not going away. So as no matter how long it takes, that type of thing. So We'll see. Apparently, Kevin Garnett warned Alex Rodriguez very early on to make sure to have lawyers, because you can't trust this snake, as people have called Glenn Taylor historically, including Kevin Garnett. So, interesting that Kevin Garnett warned Alex Rodriguez very early in the whole thing. So, apparently, obviously, both sides are very wealthy, very powerful people that have insanely insanely expensive and powerful lawyers. So, neither side is like going to whoop the other's ass, I don't think, when it comes to quality of lawyers and such. Quality of representation going forward. So I think I'm done with that. Let's get back to the Wolves in Phoenix. Yes, in Phoenix. Ugh, So the Suns are 9th in points. The Wolves are 17th. The Suns are 9th in rebounds. The Wolves are 12th. Interesting. The Suns are 4th in field goal percentage. The Wolves are 9th. Interesting. The Suns are better in almost every stat, which is annoying, at least for this side of it. Wolves are 3rd in three-point percentage, despite Anthony Edwards going 0 of 18 for a stretch, which is insane. The Suns are 5th. Sounds like the Suns to me. The run-and-gun Suns over the years. 15th in assists are the Wolves. Phoenix is 11th, sorry. Wolves are 19th in turnovers. Suns are 25th. Okay, take advantage. Assist to turnover ratio, Wolves are 20th. The Suns are 24th. Block shots, Wolves are 6th. The Suns are 5th? Really? Steals per game, the Wolves are 6th. And the Suns are 20th. Phoenix pounded the Wolves pretty good back on November 15th as the Wolves were on kind of a win streak. You know, after beating Denver real early, the Wolves were looking good. And then you head to Phoenix and it was like reality. Wham. And it's like, wow, we don't play them again until April. Well, here we are. It's April. 9 o'clock tonight. I love it. I love these late games, and especially as you get to like Friday, Saturday, Sunday-ish. Freaking awesome. This is a game. This is a game tonight. Y'all. Okay, y'all. I'm just kidding. This is a game tonight. Phoenix is 3-2 in their last five. Wolves, of course, are 4-1 in our last five. They lost to the Spurs. What the devil? On March the 25th in San Antonio, and Wemby has gotten better and better as the year progressed. So, rookie of the year, Wemby has it in the bag. Just like, well, see, in the NHL, you would have thought Connor Bedard, but here's that Brave the Wild again. But Brock Faber of the Minnesota Wild, of all people, has made it insanely interesting. Plus the fact Connor Bedard broke his jaw earlier in the year and missed a ton of time. But Wemby, over here in the NBA, I do believe has got it wrapped up, and he has gotten better and better. He doesn't look like the next Ralph Sampson, where it looks like a phenom. He looks like a phenom, but he's not. He just wasn't, unfortunately, Ralph Sampson. So many, 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 many years ago. What was he, 7'5", and then Wemby's about that, too. Looks like an absolute phenom for many years. So good for him. Yeah, we'll see. David Robinson to Tim Duncan to Wemby all the years later. Interesting. They beat the Denver Nuggets, did the Suns. Impressive. In Denver, the Denver's been losing a couple games, and we do appreciate that, Phoenix, for helping us possibly pass Denver here in the standings. And if we tie, we have it. 104-97 there. They lost to Oklahoma City, did the Suns, 128-103. They beat New Orleans, who's definitely a thorn in our side, 124-111 in New Orleans. Those are all road games there. Finally came home to play the Cleveland Cavaliers, 122-101, which I'm sure Kevin Durant would have appreciated if LeBron was still in Cleveland. He would have loved that. Kevin Durant is on the Suns still. Yep. He hasn't left there yet, because he's left about every other team he's ever... Well, yeah, he has. He's left so many teams over the years. Phoenix Suns, second in the Pacific, but 6th in the Western, because, you know, our division's insanely tough. Devin Booker's leading the club in scoring by 0.1 points a game over Kevin Durant, 27.6 to 27.5. Then you have Bradley Beal, who's the third wheel, but a really nice third wheel. Yusuf Nurkic, who's apparently injured at the moment, 11 rebounds. He's always hurt. Come on, man. Pardon me. Devin Booker, 7 assists. Kevin Durant, 5.2, and Bradley Beal, 5.1. So the best players on the team also guiding the offense. Gosh dang it, along the way. Kevin Durant, 42% from downtown. Grayson Allen, a 3-and-D, 47% from downtown. 47%. Jeez. And he is also averaging 13.5 points, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds. It's pretty good. Nurkic is one of those, you know, he's like a very poor man's Jokic, where he does a bit of everything as well, for the most part. Royce O'Neal is a nice, you know, shorter but powerful big man type of guy. You know, one of those. Katie Bates-Jopp, former Timberwolf. Josh Okogie, former Timberwolf, averaging about 5 points a game, respectively, in both cases. No stats really stand out with those guys. Like, wow, he's shooting 45% from three. No, they're not, unfortunately. Isaiah Thomas was recently inked. Remember, he was with the... He's been all over the place with the Celtics and such. That was like years ago, wasn't it? Huh. Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, obviously not the... Yeah, I think you know. Thaddeus Young also, I believe. Is he on the Suns right now? Huh. 9 minutes a game. The former Timberwolf who didn't rebound a whole lot, and I gave him a hard time about it. But he's averaging... That's what he's doing better than anything else right now. almost four rebounds a game. So Felicia, I believe her name was it Felicia Young? Who tweeted me saying, well, points do count, right? She kind of goes like, whatever, man. When I was saying, I'd like some, it seems like all he does is score. That's it. And I'm like, well, I'd like some rebounds. For a guy his size, he should rebound better. But well, he's rebounding better now. So that was at the time Thaddeus Young's wife tweeted Timberwolves explosion. Yeah, that was interesting. He's like, they do count for something, right? So, and then he later got traded to the Nets. I should have wished her well. I should have said something, but maybe she would have ignored me anyway. Wouldn't surprise me. Los Angeles Lakers, oh goody. Yeah, this could be a tough one. Cribro.com, which is, of course, also in the show description. If you do want to open an account on Cribro.com to start trading cryptocurrencies, it's been better lately. It's been a lot better. It's been a lot of fun lately. You can click on the link in the show description. It will get put $25 in your account, and it'll help Timberwolves Explosion as well to get things going. I mean, $25 is more than you think when it comes to cryptocurrency. It can be worth something, so why not? you really have nothing to lose. And if you trade $25, the percentage, you know, because they take a percentage, it's teeny tiny. You'll be spending less than a dollar per trade, like cents. So go for it, eh? Cryptocurrency's definitely been on the uptrend of late, and that's a good thing for the most part. Another late game, Sunday night, April 7th in Los Angeles, Crypto.com Arena. Injuries, Jalen Hood-Schifino, interesting, back injury as of March 21st. Christian Wood, knee injury, Feb 21st. Jared Vanderbilt, foot, Feb 1st. Damn it, Jared, stay healthy. That was the one thing I got frustrated. He was banged up all the time because he's just kind of skinny, you know. He played a big man's game, a powerful game, without the mass on his body. And it's like, oh, you know, back injury this and shoulder that. And it's just, oh, man, hang in there, man. And now a foot injury for somebody that light's kind of weird. The Wolves do lead the season series 2-1. And this could be a very difficult opponent in the first round of the postseason if it happened. And I don't think a lot of people would be excited about it. When Anthony Davis is on, he gives us a hell of a time. I hate him, damn it. Hate him when he plays well against the Timberwolves. Hurts my feelings, actually. Earlier in the year, December 21st, Merry Christmas. 118-111, Wolves over the Lakers. Wolves won a thriller. Happy New Year, Saturday, December 30th. I think I remember joking about that at the time. 108-106, both in Target Center. And then you had to Crypto.com Arena, formerly known as Staples, an 11-point win for the Lakers, and it felt worse most of the way as Anthony Davis gave us hell the whole damn time. Happy St. Patrick's Day, or on March the 10th, you know, as we're leading into it, a week in advance, or happy birthday to my brother 2 days earlier on Friday, March the 8th. Here we are, April the 7th in Los Angeles. Point made. Lakers are 6th in points, 18th in rebounds, 2nd in field goal percentage. Again, a stat I don't always mention, but when it's single-digit level, and yeah, 2nd, that's pretty good. 7th in 3-point percentage, 6th in assists, wow. 21st in turnovers, 14th in assists to turnover, 10th in blocks, and 18th in steals. So notice I only mentioned the Wolves in the first game because it sounds repetitious if I keep saying the same thing. But anyhow, this won't be an easy game. I didn't even predict the Wolves and Suns game. What the hell's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Can I step out in faith and pick a win? This could be, it could very easily be a loss versus the Phoenix Suns. But should I step out in faith and pick a win? I know we can't win every game. We just can't. I'm going to pick a win versus the Phoenix Suns. And, you know, it's about time we did that. What was our season series? I think we only played them once, right? Yeah. And they kind of kicked our butts. I think we owe them one. I want to believe the Wolves can get it done and beat the... damn it. Why is this acting so stupid? I hate Yahoo. I think the Wolves can beat the Phoenix Suns. I'm going to step out in faith and believe in that one. That the Wolves end up... I don't know. Maybe we don't. But I'm going to say it. The Wolves will win the game. Final score along the likes of... 120, yeah, it's going to be a high-scoring one. 125, 125 to, not even go to OT, 125 to 122. The Wolves win, Anthony Edwards, 35. Yeah, I know. Anyhow, what just happened? Los Angeles Lakers. Yes, Los Angeles Lakers. Maybe the Wolves drop this one, which would suck, but it's very possible. Well, Anthony Davis is healthy. Maybe I think the Lakers beat the Timberwolves. I know it's annoying and stupid, but I think the Lakers beat the Timberwolves. Final score along the likes of something like 121 to 116. Naz Reid with 25, but the Wolves not able to overcome Anthony Davis and such and LeBron James in this one. Lakers are jockeying to get into the playoff positioning and such. I don't think we're going to be playing against them in the first round, but you never know how that's going to turn out. The Pelicans are definitely a thorn in our side. But, I mean, I think the Wolves go 3-1 this week, suffice to say. So, spoiler alert going forward. We're probably going to drop one of these two, but obviously all three of these games, Phoenix, Lakers, and Denver, are very tough. And if you freaking lose to Washington, I don't know what you're doing. So, especially when it's the first of the back-to-back. Going to Denver could be a really tough one, too. Hope and pray to God the Wolves don't go 2-2 this week, because it's possible. It's a tough, tough couple of matchups. Maybe the Wolves crush the Lakers. Who knows? But I'll go with that slight loss with Naz Reid at 25. Tuesday, April the 9th. Now that I'm saying it correctly, so we're going to the East Coast. Much earlier game for those of you that work first shift or just don't like to stay up too late watching basketball. 22.5 for Kyle Kuzma. Jordan Poole, the warrior killer, apparently. 17.1. Avdija, maybe that's how you say it. Marvin Bagley III, both averaging about 14 to 13 a game. 8 rebounds for Daniel Gafford. I kind of like him. Gafford, Kyle Kuzma, go on and so on and so forth. Gafford, yeah, he's a shot blocker. That's why I like him. Almost 2.5 a game for him. Good job. Anything super exciting? 47% from Marvin Bagley from downtown. Tyus Jones, former Timberwolf, of course, 41 point. I don't think he's there, though. He's not there anymore. No, he's not. He got traded, right? Didn't he get traded? He is still on the Wizards. What the heck? And he's injured, too. He's still on the Wizards. Huh. Sorry. Yeah, and he got injured, too, back. So, injury report, and they're not showing it. What the heck? Because it's just so many injuries. Kyle Kuzma, ankle, so we'll see if he even plays. Denny, with a migraine, okay. These are both on April 4th, and Johnny Davis, ankle, April the 3rd. This might be like a Toronto type of game where the Wolves win by 30, and I'm going to say the Wolves win by 30. 17th in points, 29th in rebounds, 28th in three-point percentage, 9th in assists, okay, that's their one really good stat. 22nd at turnovers, 20th in assist to turnover ratio, 15th in blocks, 12th in steals, which is pretty good. The Wolves won 118-107 in a kind of fumbling around type of a game, but the Wolves did win, and that was in Washington. This one is in Target Center. Washington is 1-4 in their last 5, and I didn't even look at the... Gosh, I'm annoying myself right now. I didn't even look at the Lakers' last 5 quick. Yeah, they're going to be tough. Oof, 4-1, including beating the Wizards, so yeah. They beat Memphis on the road, lost to Indiana pretty bad on the road, almost 20 points. Beat Brooklyn on the road, beat Toronto on the road comfortably. These are all road games. And beat the Washington Wizards by only 5, but oh well. As for Washington, they're 1-4 in their last 5. Come on, quickly, let's go. Okay, losing to Brooklyn 119-1, by 2 points, 3 points. Lost to Detroit. They lost to the Detroit Pistons. Wow. By 9, lost to Miami by 12. They beat the Bucks. So you lose to Detroit and Brooklyn, but you beat the Bucks. All right. 117-113. Wow. 125-120. But that's how it goes sometimes. Then you overlook a team. I think the Wolves win by not 30. The Wolves win by 20. Let's go with that. 110-90. Wolves win 110-90. Jaden McDaniels with 23. Jaden McDaniels with 23. Anthony Edwards maybe sits a bit, rests, heals a bit, and all that cute stuff because we need that. But the Wolves build a comfortable lead and eventually, Anthony Edwards will still get like 21 or something, but who knows? Maybe he'll still lead the Wolves to 25, 27, or 35. Who knows? But Wolves win by 20 over the Wizards. Final game is against the Denver Nuggets again. Oof. So if I pick the Wolves to lose to the Lakers, I'm going to pick the Wolves to beat Denver and win the season series. And you know what? The Wolves are going to win the season series with the Denver Nuggets because we played them really, 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 really well. So let's be honest about that. Ball Arena. Jamal Murray, ankle. Let's see if he actually plays. I don't know. Vlatko Kankar, knee, way back in the, you know, in August. So forget about that. 17th in points, or nope, 14th in points, Denver. 7th in rebounds, 5th in field goal percentage, 12th in three-point percentage, 3rd in assists, 5th in turnovers, number 1 in the league in assist-to-turnover ratio, 11th in blocks, and 23rd in steals. Timberwolves lead the season series and are going to win the season series 3-1. Denver is 2-3 in their last 5. They've struggled a little bit, losing to Phoenix. These are all in Denver. Losing to Phoenix, Minnesota beat Cleveland comfortably by 29. Wow. Beat the Spurs by 5 and lost to the Clippers recently. Thank you, LA. 102-100. So that helps us again. Helps the Timberwolves cause again, seeing the Nuggets lose another one. Where are we? Wolves have a half game lead over the Denver Nuggets because of that loss. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are a full game behind the Wolves. Again, as the Northwest Division is basically the conference championship in terms of that. Otherwise, the Clippers are number 4 with 48 wins. 5 full games behind the Wolves. Yes, that is 5 games exactly behind the Wolves. Phoenix would be even further, about 8. So I don't think we have to worry about the Suns catching us for home court or anything cute like that. That'd be annoying. That's the last place. Golden State Warriors, I like that. But 42-34, though. The Wolves will beat the Nuggets in a close game, I think. Probably not real high scoring. In fact, I really don't think it will be. They rarely are. 2 times this year, the Denver Nuggets had less than 100 points. I think in this game, it's going to be a little bit more. Final score, 108-105. The Wolves win the season series in a very close battle versus the Denver Nuggets. Anthony Edwards with 30 even, and the Wolves escape the Denver Nuggets and win the game. So with that, there it is. Wolves go 3-1 in the upcoming games. It's been interesting for sure. So with that, we'll come back for fan interaction. Are you looking for a really nice Timberwolves-related Facebook page out there with cool fans and a wonderful host? Well, look no further than Wolfpack from Flip to Finch, hosted by Scott Doherty. He does a great job. Scott Doherty's an awesome guy. And the fan base on there, obviously passionate about the Wolves, but also respectful of other people's opinions regarding the team. Check out the page. It's awesome. Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. Timberwolves explosion. I pretty much still put this segment out there, even though I don't think there's any fan interaction. I didn't put out a bat signal, I was very not interactive this week, and I'm really sorry. I really am. I feel bad. So, and I posted the I reposted the Alex Rodriguez talking to Darren Doogie Wolfson. I don't think there was any reply to it. If there was, I'm not seeing it at the moment. I apologize. I do want to thank Tanay, Levi, and Vince Germano. Tanay and Levi from New Zealand. Vince Germano from Australia for retweeting the most recent episode. I really appreciate it. Looks like we were all kind of quiet this week. Maybe busy, kind of locked in with other things, but still keeping up with the games 100%. And this whole ownership squabble, unfortunately. Also kind of interesting how everything is now... What is it? Spotify for podcasters is what I'm on. Why is it not here? That's weird. Oh, I have to sign in. That's stupid of me. So now instead of like the way it was before, where I'd have to have like 4 separate accounts for the 4 different podcasts on here. There are, 5 if you include Showtime and T-Wolves. I'm trying to bring that back to life a little bit just so I can at least get it active so I can move it over. But Spotify for podcasters is now allowing me to put them all in one place rather than having 4 separate accounts, which is so dumb. So it's kind of cool to have. With all the same nice features of being able to actually see where some of the listeners are from. Whereas before, on Hipcast, I wasn't even, it didn't have that. It was such an old and primitive podcast host, unfortunately. I'm not trying to rip them. They were very friendly people, very nice page, but it's just, unfortunately, that's how it was. I'm still getting used to this a little bit because it's a little different than before. Now that it's all on one account, it's like, but it's so nice to be able to do that. I can just click, okay, now I'm on this one. In geographic location, this is what I tend to do at times, is look at the demographics a little bit for fun, as to who's listening when it comes to, you know, whenever there's no interaction. United States, 75%. Australia, 10%. 75%. United Kingdom, 4%. I don't think I've met anybody on Timberwolves Explosion from the United Kingdom. For Purple Mafia, yes. 100% England. Okay, well, yep. Say hello sometime. Twitter, Facebook. New Zealand, 3%. Yep, Tanae, Levi, and maybe some others. Love you guys so much. Australia, 10%. I love you guys so much. Victoria's dominant. It's the dominant one. Vince Germano and maybe a few others from there as well. I love you. I love you so much. Queensland, Western Australia, New South Wales, and Tasmania. I always think that's really cool. Hopefully that wasn't just a one-time listener that was like, this guy sucks. You know, he sucks. I'm just checking for Anthony Edwards, and he sucks. Listen to a different show. Who knows? That'd be exactly what they're saying, but I hope not. Thank you so much. Really, honest to God. Yep, Spotify is kind of the feature presentation, but if you listen on Apple Podcasts, I don't blame you. It's, you know, that's like the number one thing used. Amazon Alexa is number two. That's really interesting. So, yep, I'm looking at mine over there right now. I actually said the name. I saw the thing flash for a second because of that one name that starts with an A. That's interesting, though. I mean, and yes, you can listen on there, of course, because it's on Amazon Music. That's one of the ways to do it. Spotify's third with 7%, basically. But I really appreciate that. So now we'll get to the United States here. Minnesota's number one. California's number two. California, say hello to me sometime. Florida, Washington. Washington is number two, number three. Interesting. Tacoma, Seattle, and Port Angeles. Port Angeles. Interesting. Well, Tacoma, it might be a regular listener because it's a lot of percentage. Regular few listeners, even Seattle. Hello. You know, hope all is... say hello to me sometime, and we'll be very happy to have you back in the NBA again soon. Hopefully, as long as it's not us, that it's an expansion team with called the Seattle Supersonics. There's only one name that the... a Seattle NBA team should be. It's the Supersonics. Absolutely. And yes, Supersonics. Florida, Miami, and Tampa. Those are the dominant ones. And a few others, too. Cool. Very cool. Yes, and everybody's from Earth still, so that counts. Minnesota, St. Cloud's number one. So, hello, St. Cloud. And Minneapolis, number two, which could include Golden Valley here, even though it's, because it's close enough to Minneapolis. It's the next-door neighbor. It's a suburb, but it's next door to Minneapolis. So, St. Paul, Rochester, Hugo, Andover, Burnsville, Elk River, Sarth Hill, Ortonville, St. Michael, and so on and so forth. Zimmerman, even. I wonder if that's Dave. He's checked it out once or twice. Zimmerman. My old friend, Dave Reinhardt. Met him in 1990. Yep. And obviously, I've known him forever from Maranatha Christian Academy, Living Word, and all that. So, pretty cool stuff. Yes, I just really appreciate all of you. I just want to, that's why I'm giving you all a shout out, even though I'm not hearing from anybody this week. This is my just saying hi and thank you so much for listening. Just bless you very much. Elk River, maybe that might be I don't know if it counts that way. You'd have to be in that location, I think. That'd be Derek Felska, Derek from Brave the Wild, but obviously he has his own podcast, Crease and Assist. They talk about the Minnesota Wild. And of course, again, like I always shout out, I created like a little mini ad for it. Wolfpack from Flip to Finch, Scott Doherty. Yep, love you. Yep, awesome page. And I'll be sure to put that in as well in between the segments, as I always do, which you've already heard it. So just want to thank all of you so much for listening. Do a 5-star rating if you could. If you want to review it as well, thank you. This could be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other app that allows you to do so. But those two for sure. Spotify might be just star ratings, but those of you that have, thank you. Apple, of course, you can review as well. I know Stitcher you could, but they're gone too. They ceased operations sometime last year. And that was kind of sad because Stitcher, once upon a time, was looked at as one of the gold standard of podcasting apps. Like, getting on Stitcher was a big deal once upon a time. Then it seemed like anybody could get on there. And then, I don't know, it's a bummer. So we'll see how things go at the end of the day. So with that said, thank you again so much for listening. Tell your friends, share it, tweet it, whatever you do. But those of you that have, I just really appreciate you so much. Of course, facebook.com/TimberwolvesExplosion, at TWolvesEX for the Twitter account, or at TimberwolvesExplosion. It is back, but I've been using the TWolvesEX because it's been around for 3 years now, and most people go to that one. But at TimberwolvesExplosion did recover from, you know, I don't know, nonsense a few years ago. Let's just call it political prison when it comes to Twitter, and so on and so forth. Instagram, Timberwolves_explosion. For that one, Timberwolves_explosion for Instagram. With that said, thank you again. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. Go Timberwolves.